This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two other suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three officers, police officers, who were held hostage by the suspected assassins, were freed. Charles did not provide any further information on the operation. A manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down during a pre-dawn raid on his private residence in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. His wife suffered critical injuries and is being treated at a Miami, Florida hospital. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has begun serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma decided to hand himself in over to authorities Thursday to obey the order from the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court, that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. A tweet posted by the Zuma Foundation said he decided to comply with the incarceration order soon after the South African police confirmed that Zuma was in their custody. 2 weeks after the collapse of a Florida condominium, officials announced Wednesday that they were shifting from rescue to recovery as there was no chance of life. The Miami-Dade assistant fire chief told families of the people who had remained unaccounted for that rescue dogs and listening devices would be removed and that workers would continue to search for human remains. No survivors have been found since the earliest hours after half of the building collapsed back on June 24th. The Miami-Dade mayor said 8 more bodies had been recovered on Wednesday, raising the death toll to 54. 86 people are still unaccounted for. A container ship anchored in Dubai caught fire late Wednesday, authorities said, causing an explosion felt across the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates. There were no immediate reports of casualties at the port. Early Thursday, the Dubai government issued a statement saying that emergency services had brought the blaze under control. The extent of damage caused to the sprawling port and surrounding cargo was not immediately clear. The port is not only a critical global cargo hub, but a lifeline for Dubai and surrounding Emirates, serving as the point of entry for essential imports. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday pro-government forces had pushed back Taliban insurgents from parts of the northwestern city and regained control of official buildings after hours of fierce clashes. Taliban fighters have made rapid territorial advances across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies formally began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. U.S.-led foreign forces are supposed to fully withdraw from Afghanistan by September 11th deadline set by President Joe Biden. The foreign troop exit is the outcome of a peace deal negotiated by Washington with the Taliban in February of 2020 under then-President Donald Trump. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.